whether your child's having a cleft lip adhesion, which is generally the first surgery performed in infancy, a formal cleft lip repair, which follows an adhesion or is possibly a one-staged cleft lip repair, or a cleft lip revision, which is revisiting the cleft lip site and making it look better after it's healed from its initial surgery, all of these risks associated with the surgery are essentially the same. With a surgery like this, bleeding is generally extremely limited and not of concern. There can be an infection, which can include spitting sutures down the line, redness or pus formation, which could affect the final healing or appearance of the scar. Scars may need to be revised down the line. Each person heals differently, and you really can't get an idea of how the scar is going to look for about a year and a half to 2 years after the surgery, but there may be need for a scar revision in the future. There will always be some asymmetry following this surgery because clefts generally involve more structures than just the skin associated with the lip. Now, if the incision splits open, this is called a dehiscence, and this is most common after a cleft lip adhesion. It's also the reason why we perform a cleft lip adhesion prior to the final lip repair. If this is a tight closure, there's a bigger chance that the tissue may not hold and it could split. So that is called a dehiscence, and we need to wait until this area heals up completely and then repeat the cleft lip repair or adhesion at a second time. All surgeries performed on growing children can potentially stunt their facial growth, and what this means is it can change the position of their teeth or the way their teeth on the upper part of their jaw relate to the teeth on the lower part of their jaw as they get older. This may increase the need for orthodontics, which generally is a given for all kids with clefts regardless.